Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry.
This week's message is titled, Christmas and Old Testament Worship. Thank you to Ed, Paul, Barbara, and Don for being part of the service. The scripture reading is Isaiah 9, 6-7. Happy birthday this week to Debbie.
For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Thank you, everyone, for being here today. Today, I just want to share a brief message. I'm calling it Christmas and Old Testament Worship. Last evening, it was a wonderful time of gathering together, and so we'll just continue a little bit with this. Isaiah says in chapter 9, "Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress." The birth of Jesus, and all of us celebrate that even today. The people were walking in darkness, but they've seen a great light on those living in the land of the shadow of death. A light, meaning Jesus. A light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. And they rejoice before you as people rejoice as the harvest, as men rejoice. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of the government, there will be no end. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. So then, in the New Testament, in Matthew chapter 2, he says, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is this one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him. From generation to generation, he has done all these mighty things. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled with hungry the good things that he has sent, the rich away empty. He has helped his servants, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he has said in our fathers," in verse 67. His father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he prophesied, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy word and all the holy prophets long ago." So it's so interesting to me that, and we're reading the Old Testament, And then we come to Christmas, and it just comes together so beautifully. Incredible what God has done for us, even before it happened. In the Old Testament, they're giving us a look at what would happen and what has happened. Last evening, we celebrated with hymns and gathering together. And we can do that all of the time. Thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, these words are still marvelous and wonderful. Long ago, salvation from our enemies and the land that hate us have gone. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him. And may I say, and us. To give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins because of the tender mercy of our God by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on them living in darkness and guide our feet into the path of peace. And I say it that way because in the world that we live in today, oh, don't we just need some peace, relaxation. God told that even before the birth of Jesus. It was wonderful celebrating last evening, celebrating the birth of Christ, but more than that, not just serving Jesus, but in our hearts. When he was 12 years old, he went up to the feast according to the custom. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it, thinking he is with the other company that they traveled for a full day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and among their friends. And after 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. A 12-year-old boy sitting down, just taking it all in and then putting it all out because he knew it. That's amazed. He was amazed. Everyone was amazed at him because of this. And then he says to his parents, Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house? But they did not understand what he was saying to them. He went down to Nazareth with them, and he was obedient to them. But his mother, treasured all these things in her heart. Jesus grew in wisdom. He grew in stature. He grew in favor with God and men and women. And so in Luke, he says, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread throughout the whole countryside. He taught them in the synagogue. And on the Sabbath, they stood up and read aloud, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has appointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, recovery of sight for the blind." All spoke well of him, and they were all amazed. The gracious words that came from his lips. Old Testament talked about it. New Testament shared it. And then lastly, our future. And I never really thought about this in Revelation. This is the future. In Revelation, you are worthy, O Lord, to take the scroll and open the seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased us for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom, and they will reign on the earth. You see, we are in a kingdom, the kingdom of the Lord. It's a brief message, and I just wanted to share it. It's, for me, warm. It's beautiful. And for each one of us, I think it's the greatest Christmas gift we could ever have. Amen.
Thanks for watching. Have a great day.
The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.